It's time for a pro-life and abortion update on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Eric Scheidler, who's the president and founder of Pro-Life Action League. Eric, welcome back to the program.
I'm so glad to be with you, especially on this day when all over the United States, pro-lifers have been going out to abortion facilities, answering the call to stand up to pro-choice bullies. I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the video of Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims hounding and harassing an innocent, peaceful pro-life woman outside of an abortion facility in Philadelphia. He videotaped himself. The tape really went viral. And so Abby Johnson from Unplanned Fame and other pro-life leaders called on folks to get out there. We had a big group, maybe even hit about 100 people at the Planned Parenthood facility in Aurora, wow, Illinois, near my office. And similarly, people have been getting out all over the country on this day to stand up against pro-choice bullies and stand in solidarity with the pro-lifers of Philadelphia and of course, with our unborn brothers and sisters. So it's a great day to talk.
You know, by the way, and just for whatever it's worth, this is being recorded on May 10, 2019. It will air later, as they all do, they air later, but I just wanted to timestamp it. It's interesting that the left is always talking about, oh, the problem of bullying, but abortion is the ultimate form of bullying when you think about it. I mean, taking a little unborn baby and tearing that baby apart limb from limb or some other means of killing that unborn baby. And that legislator that you mentioned, Brian Sims, he really is. He's terrible in terms of being a bully for abortion rights.
Yeah, it's ironic because he himself has actually put out a lot of memes and tweets against bullying. And then he goes and does it himself, and he's not even aware. You're doing the very thing that you supposedly stand up against. You know, come on, look at yourself. He's saying, shame on you. Shame on you. You shame women. You're literally shaming a woman on camera, guy. We had somebody drive by us in Aurora today at the Planned Parenthood facility, you know, screaming out, shame on you. And our group was like 70, 80% women. Again, shaming women? Who's shaming women? Not us. We're just trying to offer help and assistance.
Hmm. All right. I understand recently you got to see and confront the new president of Planned Parenthood.
I wish we could have seen her. They are so careful never to let any of their speakers be seen by us because when they do, they kind of run away. We had Jane Curtin of Saturday Night Live fame, who was speaking at a Planned Parenthood fundraiser one time. She was in her limo when we showed up, and she took off and went to her hotel and Skyped her speech in instead of going to the actual event because she didn't want to be around the pro-lifers. We had Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois one time kind of come like a deer caught in the headlights when he saw our signs. He used to be pro-life, you know.
I didn't know that.
So they've become really careful. We were not able to actually see Lena Wen herself. We know she's there. She may have seen us. It'd be hard for her to miss us through the windows and stuff, but she is the new president of Planned Parenthood. She has admitted that their main focus at Planned Parenthood is abortion, which they usually try to diminish and de-emphasize in their public, face. But she's kind of let the cat out of the bag there. She was speaking to an event called the Generation Celebration, which is an incredibly ironic name when you consider that Planned Parenthood has, at this point now, performed abortions, killing children in three different generations. My own Generation X, their first abortion was 1970. Generation X, they've aborted millennial babies. They've aborted this new generation that some call Generation Z. It doesn't really have a accepted name yet, but then they have the audacity to talk about celebrating the generations that they are decimating with abortion. So we were there, and we had a great crowd, and God was very good to us and kept it from raining on us despite the forecast. Every single donor and supporter of Planned Parenthood who showed up there had to walk through our protest, had to walk past the signs depicting exactly what Planned Parenthood does to these children. And we were called some nasty names, but it was all to the glory of God. You know, we are honored to get out there and really live out that beatitude. You know, blessed are you, and they shall revile you and persecute you. Hmm. You know, we hear that, we read it in our Bibles, we hear it at church on Sunday, but how often do you get to experience that? You know, I think it's a real honor to be able to experience that blessing when people are attacking you.
Hmm. All right. And speaking of people attacking pro-lifers, let's talk about your friend in Congress, who I guess is perhaps the last pro-life member of Congress, and he's from Chicago, Dan Lipinski. And I understand, I read somewhere that he is being targeted to be primaried out of his own seat, and that's by Democrats who don't want a pro-life congressperson at all.
That's right. I mean, this is how extreme they've become. So extreme that they don't want anyone in their party that is pro-life. And, you know, there may be one or two others along with Dan in Congress still. They're much quieter about it. He's very upfront. He's also a supporter of marriage and, you know, voted against Obamacare. So this is a guy who doesn't fit their profile. I mean, he is very much of a Democrat when it comes to a lot of things like labor. And, you know, he believes in you know, government providing assistance in these various ways that wouldn't be described as conservative or Republican at all. But he's a very, very faithful man, a very faithful Christian, and very pro-life. And as you said, he's a friend of mine. We went to high school together, and it's been my honor to try to help him along the way. Last time around, in 2018, he was also targeted by the same Marie Newman, whose only claim to fame is that she's very pro-abortion, and that she's been able to rally even more support. It was a very narrow victory for him in that primary. It's a very Democrat district, so it's going to go to the primary winner. And last time around, there was a real tough decision for people in his district who were pro-life. Do you take a ballot to help Dan, or do you take a Republican ballot? Because we had a fight against a pro-abortion Republican Democrat gubernatorial candidate, the actual governor, Bruce Rauner. So fortunately, we won't be facing that tough decision this time, but it's going to be an uphill fight. But I hope that the pro-life community will really rally around Dan Lipinski, because he's been a stalwart voice for pro-life and one of the most pro-life members of Congress that we have.
All right. And speaking of Congress, tell us about what's been happening with some sort of repeated attempts. I guess they're up to 38 times now, trying to get the Democrats on record, basically saying that they will not vote against, they will not condemn infanticide or abortion up to birth,
right,
even.
Well, during the Bush administration, a law was passed called the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, and it's it received widespread support. It was very broadly passed, and it says that if a child survives an abortion, an attempted abortion, that child has to be given medical care. You can't just let the kid sit on a tray and die, which happens. And it happens frequently enough in a country with this much abortion. It happens frequently enough that we've had nurses come and testify about their experience, people like Jill Stanek and others. So this law was passed. Interestingly, Barack Obama abstained from voting on it when he was in the Illinois Senate, when a similar bill was presented in the state of Illinois. But the law actually has no teeth. There's no penalties involved. So even though it is the law that you can't do this, there's no mechanism there, no depriving of federal funds, no criminal penalties, nothing. There's no teeth. So there's been a move by the pro-lifers in the Senate to, starting with Bob Sass, to, you know, create some actual penalties for violating this federal law. Well, the Democrats will not allow it to happen. They are filibustering. They're not allowing that vote to take place. So again and again and again, they resist this because they realize it's a losing issue for them. They know that if they admit that babies are being killed through neglect after surviving abortions, in some cases being actually killed, but in other cases being just left to die, that makes abortion look bad, and they can't risk that. And so they come up with all this rhetoric saying, well, this is invading private decisions, and this isn't really an issue. You know, there are hardly any late-term abortions anywhere. Well, they're rare, but there's over 18,000 of them a year, and sometimes babies survive who are perfectly able to live.
Wow.
Those abortions. And we've seen Melissa Odin give speeches. She's a woman who survived an attempted abortion and is now speaking about it publicly. So it just shows you the extremism that's out there, and I think it shows a desperation. And why are they desperate? They're desperate because we're gaining ground more and more and more, and they're not.
You know, speaking of that, I saw a little part of a video where there's some violence committed against a pro-lifer, peaceful pro-lifer. In this particular case, I guess it was a feminist on a college campus, and she started beating this man repeatedly, hitting him. I assume he didn't fight back. And then she got arrested for, you know, assault, which is correct. I mean, that should be what's happening. But it's almost like, okay, they're losing the argument, so now they're resorting to violence.
Exactly. I saw that video, too, and it's just shocking. I mean, this sort of diminutive female student comes up on a college campus, says, "Are these your size?" and then starts wailing on this guy. The group that was out there are my friends at Created Equal, group named after, of course, the famous line from the Declaration of Independence that founds this country. And they are very carefully trained never to respond or even to defend themselves. So when he started to be attacked, he just simply covered his face. You know, they will let people deface their signs and push them around. They never respond. And it's a good policy because it allows these types of videos to be taken and show exactly what we're up against sometimes.
Hmm. But it also shows, it's kind of like it's like the old sermon anecdote from D. James Kennedy, the founder of this radio station. The janitor found the sermon notes on Monday morning from the pastor on Sunday morning. And in the margin, the pastor had written, "Argument weak, pound pulpit here." You know, there is a sense, you know, you lose the argument and then you just start, resorting to something else. Okay, how about an update on Illinois and some of the attempts, to turn Illinois into the abortion state?
Well, so far we're holding our ground here. There's a law called the Reproductive Health Act, which would make Illinois one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. It would enshrine abortion as a fundamental right in the state, strip all of our children of rights, deprive people of conscience rights, deprive parents of knowing if their minor daughter gets an abortion. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Insurance coverage and so forth.
Wow.
It's such an extreme measure that we thought what they would do is introduce it and then scale it back and try to, you know, make it seem like they were compromising. But they're not doing that. They're all in. And we have been able to get a lot of sponsors of those bills. There's two bills. One would repeal the parental notice and the other is the omnibus bill. We've been able to get a bunch of sponsors to drop. We've had people going and visiting with their state reps. I mean, it's an incredible example of civic engagement. We had thousands of people at the state capitol back in March, and another group went in April, and all the local meetings at the district offices. I met with my own representative, who is pro-choice and who has been lobbied by Planned Parenthood and visited their abortion clinic. But she admitted that when she was there, it gave her a sick feeling in her stomach to think of girls going there and having abortions. So they're uncomfortable with this type of expansion. And so we've been able to hold it off, fortunately, praise God. But we need to be vigilant because they can reintroduce the bill anytime.
Wow. All right, we have a minute left. How about a comment on the Georgia passing the heartbeat law, and then also Alanis Morissette and other, you know, Hollywood types saying, "Oh, you passed that law, we're going to boycott filming in Georgia."
Well, I'm really proud of the state of Georgia for not buckling under to those kind of threats. I went to school at the University of Georgia for grad school, so the state has a very special place in my heart. So God bless them for, you know, not buckling under to those kind of threats. You know, it's actually a very short list of Hollywood stars who are saying that they won't, you know, do any work in Georgia. There's plenty of others to come to Georgia and be a part of the film industry there, television. Most people don't want that kind of abortion extremism, guiding their lives. So I think Georgia won't really suffer too much for doing the right thing. Of course, this law will be enjoined soon, before it's ever actually put into force. The real goal is to create a conflict with Roe versus Wade that will invite the Supreme Court to revisit that precedent. That's really what's going on. But it's an important educational moment, too, because so many people don't know that a baby's heart can be detected as early as 18 days into pregnancy.
Wow.
This is an important acknowledgement.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for this update. Eric Scheidler, Pro-Life Action. .org for more information. Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.